Bennett had the more interesting paintings, Miller the more interesting sculptures. When seen close up, these sculptures were often everyday objects. Miller had such a unique eye, he was able to extract the extraordinary from the commonplace. On a trip to Florence to look at Renaissance art, Miller was more interested in junk shops than in the Uffizi. In one, he bought a rusting padlock for less than a dollar. What looked like corroding garbage in a Florentine junk shop was transformed into an oxidized gem when displayed in his London study. It was this attentiveness to the apparently negligible that made Miller a remarkable theater director. Paradoxically, Miller seldom went to the opera or theater himself. He preferred art galleries, he said, because his plays and operas were based on people's unconscious behavior, the tapping of a pencil, the scratching of an ear, a grieving mother's twisting of her hair. Through studying classical paintings and his training,